Our proposal originated through a mutual interest in the neural coalitions involved in the control of real-time movements and evolved into questions concerning how best to design optimal interfaces for assisted devices. Individuals with disabilities that presently limit them to operating assistive devices with their mouth or tongue also, unfortunately, prevent them from doing something that able-bodied persons take for granted, namely talking and perambulating. Based on our exquisite control over the muscles of the face, the idea was to design a series of experiments to explore the possibility that people could be easily taught to use slight increases in the differential activation of the four intrinsic muscles of the lips to control the direction and speed of an assistive device while simultaneously holding a conversation. To test this idea required us to first design a surface biosensor that was simple, small, lightweight, and with an inherently high signal-to-noise ratio. This is something we believe we've done, creating a new version of what's referred to as a branched electrode. Unfortunately, the COVID-19 pandemic has prevented us from working with research participants to collect data this past spring and summer. But our plan is to begin running subjects, if at all possible, before the end of this fall term.